Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Kicks it inside 50. Cox in from the side, in between Perryman and also Brown.
Turned into a reasonable player, very good player, the basketballer from America.
So Cox just inside 50, in fact right on the arc, virtually directly in front. He's given it a massive roost.
It's been an amazing career, the Mason Cox career, and the story. Nolan Cox has been good enough to join me. Mason Cox's brother, I think he was actually a soccer player at Flower Mound in Oklahoma, but let's get clarification on all the real history. Nolan, welcome to the program, firstly. Great to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for being a good hype man. You were really good on the call a couple weeks ago, so we appreciate it.
I love calling him. So it's one of the great stories, and I love a great story, but I just want to get clarification of how wild it has been a ride from you in truth, because it is, I mean, take me back to the combine when he said he was going to go to this international combine and have a go at this Aussie rules game. What did you know about it?
Yeah, I knew nothing about it. I sort of had to play agent there for a couple of weeks doing a bunch of research on contracts and draft rights and everything else that comes along with being a professional athlete. And yeah, I'd never heard of the sport, and then just out of nowhere kind of get this call and started looking up videos and everything else. But yeah, I mean, we played kind of everything growing up, just had never heard of Aussie rules. So figured to give it a crack at this LA. It was a free trip to California, if nothing else, and came out of it with a new career.
And when did he say it to you? I'm going to, because he was going to be an engineer or something. He was going to have a normal job at some stage, wasn't he? When did he say to you, I'm going to go to Australia and give this thing a crack?
I'll tell you what. So we'd spent a week down here, and the AFL flew both of us out. I kind of, again, sort of got lucky to be kind of a fake agent for a week or two. But when we got down here and finished with the week with Richmond North, Collingwood, and Port, we were sitting on the beach in St. Kilda, and I kind of said, look, like, it all sounds like a cool adventure, and I'm proud of you either way. If you want to take your job at ExxonMobil, like you had teed up, then that's great. And if you want to come for the Australia adventure, that's great. I think what I told him is I've been in the real world working for long enough to know that it's not that cool, and there's going to be a lot of days you're sitting in a cubicle wondering if you would go on to Australia. So do whatever you want, but I know what I would do, and I think I like to think that probably swayed him a little bit that day on the beach.
Can you believe it? Can your family actually believe where we're at right now? 60-minute story. He might be a premiership player at the end of all this, and there's got to be a movie if he ends up being a flag player.
I think it'd be cool. I mean, you know, it'd be cool if they did something on the whole team. I think, like, he's a small part of what's obviously been a really cool journey, and there's been a ton of people that have kind of helped him get to where he's at. So, Fly's really cool to see that come full circle since he was sort of the first guy to help teach Mace how to kick. So, yeah, I mean, you never know. They they could burn out, they could win it all, but either way, it's been a really fun ride. So pumped to be back in Australia and excited to see 100.
And his improvement curve, it's a skyrocket, really, in some respects, as to where he's come from to where he is now.
A skyrocket, but also a roller coaster. He's had some rough days along the journey as well. But he's the highs he's reached have been really high, and then some of the lows have been pretty low. But I mean, to come from not hearing of the sport, I was looking at it the other day because Steele Sidebottom plays his 300 this weekend, and Steele has played 100 games before Mason even knew the sport existed, and they're the same age. So it's kind of wild to think that he came from not knowing what the sport was to get into 100 games, but. Yeah, we're going to enjoy this year. It's been such a fun ride, particularly the last couple of years. But, it's been a steady increase. So hopefully they're building to something special this year.
You mentioned lows. Everyone's going to have them in this industry. He came close to quitting. He nearly quit at the end of last year.
I believe it was the year before.
Yeah.
So he's got a contract. Hadn't hit his – yeah, and then last year it hit the game trigger. So he knew going into last year he had to have a good showing and hit that game trigger, or else, he might not be picked up again. And then you know, unfortunately, Grundy went down with that injury, which, you know, we all love Brody to death, but it did open the door for Mace to have a few more games than he probably would have had Brody stayed healthy. So, in a way, it all worked out in Mace's favor, and hopefully he can play on for a couple more years. You never know.
Did he get close to packing up and going home then at the end of that year?
I don't think he would have come home. I think he's got a pretty good setup over here. He's never had to work a real day, and I think he's trying to keep it that way. So coming back to America as a 32-year-old with nothing on your resume it would be a tough gig. But I think he's got a lot better network over here now, so he's enjoying it. I think he'll stay.
How much cut-through has he got in the U.S., Nolan? How much coverage is he getting there? I know the 60-minute story, but is he becoming pretty well-known at all?
In this world, for sure. Like, you know, any Aussies that are expats over in the States definitely know about him. And I think the 60 Minutes thing was really cool. I mean, we got messages from folks that we hadn't heard from in years. And that definitely is the biggest, the biggest television audience that footy's ever had in the States for anything. So that was really cool. But outside of that, I mean, you know, they played the games at such weird hours in the middle of the night. They are on basic cable now, though, which is great. So, like, you don't have to buy a special package to be able to stream the games. But, I think anybody who's interested in sort of esoteric sports in the U.S. definitely is starting to pick up on a story. So it's been cool.
And he's changed the life of your whole family. You play footy now, don't you, Nolan?
Yes. A very, very low level, but definitely get out there. And it's pretty fun. It's been like a cool way to stay connected to what he's doing over here. And that's kind of the original reason that I got into it, is just to try to have a group to watch the games with and stay plugged in. And then it kind of got me convinced to come out and have a kick. So I've been playing that for a while now. It's been a really good, a hobby and just a good group of guys. So really enjoying it.
So give us a final holistic view of this little country of ours, Australia, and this little sport that we play here, AFL. Give us the honest assessment of what we're like here.
Very similar to the U.S., actually. Like, everything just seems a slightly off, right? Like, it's very similar. Like, you guys have a very similar culture. Everyone seems to be very sort of enamored with New York and L.A. and a lot of the different spots in America. And I'm in Austin, Texas, and we have a decent number of Australian expats where I live as well, which is makes it easy to sort of stay connected and feel a part of what Mace is doing. So it's been really cool. But, everyone's extremely hospitable, like, very welcoming and it's kind of amazing just how many people per capita really know about Mace and about his story. And, I've been here in the country for about 3 hours now and have a couple people already ask if we're family. It's just bizarre. So definitely not what you would see .com.
And you should be proud. Be honest. How proud are you?
Unbelievably. We don't miss a game, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever it is. I'm watching live. I consume probably an unhealthy amount of footy coverage over in the States for an American especially. So, we just can't get enough of it. I mean, it's everyone says it's the best thing, watching your kids play sports. And I don't have any kids, so watching my brothers maybe the next best thing. But, we really enjoy it. And Collingwood's so good about keeping us involved and making sure we're a part of the journey. So everyone at the club's just been awesome. So, it's really cool. It's cool to be back here, and I can't believe it's been 100 of these things. We thought we were done going to our games 10 years ago, but here we are 10 years later, still going halfway across the world for it. So it's awesome.
And he's Mr. Charisma. We all love him. What can he do next? Because it seems like this is only the tip of the iceberg for what could be the future for Mason Cox outside of footy.
Yeah, I mean, you ask him, he thinks he could do anything. And, at this point, who's to say he can't, I guess, right? Like, I think that there's not many people that would say he could have come out for across the world and got to 100 games in this crazy sport. So I wouldn't rule him out of anything. He's got just the right mix of arrogance and stubbornness that you typically see him through to accomplish just about anything you put in front of him. So, I think he's obviously got his podcast going now and is starting to go down, at least dip his toes in the media world and hopefully set himself up for a really good life for the footy.
Congratulations on the role you've played as well, Nolan. It's a great story and everyone that's part of it needs to be congratulated. So congratulations to you and well done.
Very much appreciate it. And thanks again for all the kind words on the telecast and on the interviews. We definitely appreciate it. And like I said, we're always watching. So hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for the love. No, I appreciate it, but I'm just one of those guys hanging on his coattails. When he's good, it's just a delight to be able to put it into words. And he's always damn good and watchable and entertaining. And he's made our great game even better. Great to have you. Nolan Cox, Mason Cox.